Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler. We're from the Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to explore the origins of the universe. So Ben, tell us more.
Well, there's a lot of evidence for the Big Bang theory of how it all started. And this says that about 13.6 billion years ago, the universe was concentrated into a single tiny point, and then it rapidly enlarged in a huge explosion, which they imaginatively called the Big Bang.
Now, obviously, there was no one around 13.6 billion years ago to see it. So how do we know that really happened?
Well, the best evidence we have is that virtually everything in the universe seems to be moving away from us. And the further away it is, the faster it's moving.
And so how do you know that things are moving away? What's the evidence for that?
You may have noticed that when a police car drives past you, the pitch of the siren drops. Now, this is because as it moves away, the pitch, and so the frequency of the sound you hear, will drop, and we call it the Doppler effect. In the same way, if a star is moving away from us, the frequency of the light will drop, and it means the light will look more red, and we call this redshift.
So presumably, if you look at a distant star and measure the light coming from it, you can get some clues as to whether it's moving away in the way you say.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you look at the spectrum of light from a distant star, now the spectrum is all the different wavelengths of light that we can see, you'll notice that some very specific wavelengths are missing. And these wavelengths have been absorbed by elements in the star's atmosphere. The further away the star is, then the further towards the red each of these lines will appear. And this means that the light from the star must have been redshifted, so the star must be moving away from us.
So why does this mean that the universe probably exploded?
Well, if everything is moving away from us now, the universe must be expanding. And light takes time to travel, so if we look a long distance away and everything is expanding even faster, then it means that in the past everything was also expanding, and so at some point it must have started.
So is that the only evidence for the Big Bang, or do we have other clues that it really happened?
There's also something called cosmic microwave background radiation, which is coming at us from all directions. And that's the remains of the incredibly violent explosion of the Big Bang. Originally, it was very high-frequency gamma rays, but now it's been redshifted all the way down to fairly low-level microwaves.
And how did astronomers find this?
Well, mostly by looking through telescopes, which enlarge our view of the night sky, and more importantly, they gather a lot of light together to make it look brighter. There are lots of different types of telescopes, and the most common one is the ordinary optical telescope.
So is that a bit like the one that you see your average pirate using? Presumably not.
Well, it is actually very similar, but professional astronomers have a much larger and more sophisticated type. You may have noticed when you look up at the sky that you can't really see the stars during the day because the atmosphere is too bright, and if it's cloudy or hazy, you also won't have a lot of light.
So astronomers must have the same problem then?
Well, they do, and this is why they tend to build their telescopes on top of dry mountains and above most of the clouds in the atmosphere. But still, they can only observe at night, and the atmosphere still makes it hard to pick up certain types of light, such as ultraviolet or infrared. So we have some telescopes that we've put in space to avoid all of the atmosphere.
So do you need a different sort of telescope, then, to see different types of light?
Well, all parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, from radio waves through to gamma rays, can get to us from distant stars. And so if we look at them, we can learn things from them, but we need to build the telescopes. Most of these have to be put in space to avoid the atmosphere, but you can use radio telescopes, which look like giant satellite dishes, and they work fine from the ground. We use them to look at the radio waves, and if you link lots of them together, you can effectively produce a telescope that's the size of the Earth, and this gives us some really detailed images.